President Trump says the U.S. will leave Iran in 2 to 3 weeks, declaring he's only ever had one goal in mind, despite repeating many others since the start of the U.S.-Israel war on Iran 5 weeks ago.
I had one goal. They will have no nuclear weapon. And that goal has been attained. They will not have nuclear weapons.
It isn't clear what the evidence is of that, but he's also saying countries who need oil to pass through the Strait of Hormuz, which Iran effectively shut down at the start of the war, will have to go and get it themselves. Trump will address the nation at 9 p.m. Eastern time tonight.
Here with the latest is NPR's national political correspondent, Mara Liasson. Good morning, Mara.
Good morning.
Okay, President Trump on Monday threatened to bomb civilian infrastructure if Iran didn't immediately open the Strait of Hormuz for business. But now he's saying he doesn't care?
That's right. This is the biggest swivel that Trump has made so far. He has made a series of very harsh threats against Iran. Less than 36 hours ago, he said he would bomb civilian sites, electricity plants, desalinization plants. That might have gone against the Geneva Convention, but he said if the Strait of Hormuz didn't open up shortly, that would happen. Now, all of a sudden, it's no longer a goal. He doesn't care. He's washing his hands of this, and someone else can deal with it. Here's what he said yesterday.
We'll be leaving very soon, and if France or some other country wants to get oil or gas, they'll go up through the Strait and the Hormuz Strait. They'll go right up there and they'll be able to fend for themselves. I think it'll be very safe, actually, but we have nothing to do with that. What happens in the Strait, we're not going to have anything to do with.
So in his search for an off-ramp, he seems to be okay with Iran controlling the Strait of Hormuz, and this certainly is one of the biggest reversals that he's made so far.